multiple messages on screen, the living audio that has been recognized becomes available. This station will now
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hey guys, I'm Cam, and this is the Casual Prepper Podcast. Welcome to podcast number three.
Number three, yes, we're here.
Hello, Kobe.
Hi, I am here too, as well. All right.
So what do we got going today?
So today, we've got, as we always do, we got a Mad Mad World update. We have a quick and dirty medical tip from the amazing Cameron. Mm-hmm, and we're going to be talking about bug out bag first aid kits because it's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. Controversial topic.
It's not really though, right?
Not really.
No, but we're going to be talking about it.
But it's a confusing topic.
It is a little bit sometimes. You're not sure which way to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of medical supplies out there.
Yeah, we're going to help you navigate the murky waters of the bug out bag first aid kits.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about, we got a prepper gear box. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then we also got a tack bar box. I guess it's some sort of a box. I don't know. What do you call it? It's a tack bar.
It's a tack
Anyways,
bar box.
It's pretty awesome. And we're going to talk about that.
We got two reviews. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, isn't it? So why don't we, first off, guys, come see us at casualpreppers.com.
Yeah. Our website's perfectly set up now.
It is. It's ready for you. We've got some articles up there for you guys to peruse.
We got a little issue, like, very few issues, but it works fine, I think.
Yeah, I think it works great. So come check us out, casualpreppers.com. And right now it is time.
It's a mad, mad world.
She says it's a mad, mad world.
Okay. Why don't you go first?
You want me to go first? Okay. I'm going to talk about, you're probably going to hate this one because you hate every single one of my Mad Mad World updates, and I don't know why. I'm trying hard just for you.
I don't hate them.
You do too. Every single one, you're like, well, that's not even reasonable.
Couldn't that really happen?
And it's all things that have actually happened. You know, anyways, mine is, I don't know, Cam, if you've been paying attention to the news, the national news, Brexit. I don't know if you've seen much about that.
Okay.
Anyways,
I thought you were going to talk about the airports, but okay.
Oh, Istanbul. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of goes along with it somewhat.
Okay,
but anyways, Brexit, if you don't know, the Brits, the UK have voted to leave the European Union, which they have been a part of since post World War II, you know. And the reason I put this in the Mad World update.
Tell me why.
Is because, and first off, let me preface this by saying that I am in no way a European. I don't know what's going on over there. This is just going from what I gather from the news and whatnot. But anyways,
although this is your second Mad Mad World topic from the European,
that's true. That's public. True. So whatever, I don't even care. Anyways, so I bring this up for two reasons. Okay, there's two reasons, Cam. So, in the short term, obviously, as we've already seen, there is some volatility in the world economy.
Right.
Right? And it's not like that economy is strong as it is. So, I mean, something like this could cause...
That's a huge blow.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And it could really affect us over here. And obviously, we have our own issues. Right? And so, and then two, it kind of affects the sort of geopolitical climate over there, as you know, Russia is saying, yeah, I like this, you know, fracture off Europe, you know, get into smaller groups, and we're gonna bully everybody around, and also,
so
ISIS.
Because of Brexit, anytime we're gonna get invaded by Russia, is that what you're trying to?
That's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Red Dawn is upon us. Right?
Makes sense.
Yeah, but anyways, ISIS obviously is gonna see this as a opportunity to go over
for
there.
Sure.
So you know, I know we do have a few listeners over in the UK, so we need you dudes to be vigilant over there, and you know, and also let us know what's going on because we don't know. Frick, man, we're idiots.
Seriously,
yeah. You
probably
know what I mean?
It could be worse over there for you guys, or
yeah,
way better than we.
But what I gather from the whole thing is that I think they made the right decision getting out of the EU. I think, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They have an immigration problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's
obvious.
I
don't think it's a bad idea. But
no. But anyways, that's what I got, man.
Nice, okay. Yeah. I see where you're going with that.
Do you?
And it actually makes sense, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad.
Mine's a little more simple and a little more... Yes. On home turf.
Simple.
I stay in the United States.
You like to keep it
well,
simple.
Actually, I went into Canada, but last time. So this one's just plain, old, simple.
Sure.
So Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All of a sudden, your water is considered poisonous.
That's not good.
That's freaky. Yeah. You know, and it supplies how many thousands, hundreds
a lot.
Of people. And, you know, if they were to tell our community, you know, this water's dangerous and poisonous, that would be pretty devastating.
Yeah. Like, and they've been drinking it for a while.
I know. That's what's the worst
part. It's a bad deal over there.
But I'm like, it's, you know, just like that. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, oh, this is really toxic and your kids have been drinking it and you need to be done.
Yeah.
Freak, where do you get all your water now?
Exactly. And, you know, the government does try and come in and help and they bring in the bottled water, but it takes time.
Yeah.
And there's huge lines and
so it's like,
you cannot, you know, trust that.
Yeah,
you can't rely on something like that. No.
So kind of
like
freaky.
It is freaky, man.
So,
yeah, it is super
freaky.
I'm
glad you like mine.
No, I always like yours, man.
I know.
I always like it.
I do it to please you.
You do. You know, before we get into the bug out bag first aid stuff, why don't we talk about the tack bar box that we got?
Okay.
What do you think? And just get right into it.
Okay. First things first, one of the sexiest things that we've ever gotten to review.
It really is, man. It comes in like an ammo can.
It looks so cool.
Waterproof ammo can, dude. And it is, yeah, it's just badass looking. That's
it
all
is. It really is.
It really is. So what this has is it has tactical food rations, and it's good for one person for 5 days. And they actually the rations last for 5 years, so you know they're gonna last for quite a while. It's a total of 12,500 calories in that little tiny
box. I know, it's
box,
crazy,
man.
It's nicely packed, and
it is.
Yeah, you've got multiple bars in there, and
yep,
and you've got even a little mini survival.
Yep, it comes with a little survival kit in there with like some fishing lines.
It's cool.
Lures.
It's all sealed up in a nice little piece of tin. You could just throw it right into your bug out bag.
Exactly, but also, I mean, above that, it also has 10 aqua tabs for purifying water. So, I mean, it's a huge addition to your bug out bag because that basically helps you with your water. It helps you. I mean, it's basically all the food you need for a bug out bag right there for one person. And then it also has, you know, the survival kit, which has razors and, I mean, tons of matches in there.
Yeah, it's a pretty well thought out, awesome idea.
Yeah.
It looks gnarly.
I'm super pleased with it. You can go check it out at tact-bar.com, but we do have a article on the website that we...
What's the cost?
Like $69.
See, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get one for my dad.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect.
So cool looking.
It really is. So if you go to our website and click on the article, the review article, we've got a link right there to where you can go purchase it.
Yeah.
And I have to say, go ahead and go purchase
it. Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. You need it.
Yep, I'm very pleased with it. So, Tack Bar, it's made by Expedition Research, I believe. So, and we may have some other stuff going on with those guys in the future.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Yeah, so.
Pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Some
go check
stuff
it out.
That may benefit you guys.
Uh-huh,
maybe.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you want to go into that article?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, like we said, build your bug out bag. Hopefully you guys have it done and ready and are ready to bug out.
Yeah.
From our last episode, you should have everything ready right now. But the med kit can be kind of tricky because there's a lot of med kits out there. And I think anywhere from, I don't know anything about medicine.
Yeah.
And I'm paying a lot and you really aren't going to use 90% of it. And then there's the ones that are made for neurosurgeons.
Yeah, I know.
It's like way too much
like
stuff.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I got a colonoscopy scope? What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, you can go overboard. You know?
Some of them are just over the top.
And like, you know, realize that this is a bug out bag for a SAID kit. This isn't...
Yeah,
this isn't
you're not going to perform surgery from your backpack.
At home.
No.
You know what I mean? And some people look at it a different way. Some people like all that stuff in their bug out bag.
Yeah, or, you know, they're a trained medic or something like that.
Yes.
That, you know, if they have that stuff on hand, they can help a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
But for you, if you're not that well trained. You know, it's just there's too much stuff in a lot of those.
First off, let's say this. We base this on an article from the bugoutbagguide.com.
Yeah.
And it's called Bug Out First Aid Kit Ideas and Checklists. It's actually a really good article.
Yeah, we'll link to it.
Yeah, so we will link to it in the show notes and everything. So,
but yeah,
move on.
The first, I will move on. So first aid kits, you know, it kind of details what types of injuries you might run into as the person bugging out, you know, either a few people in your group or you alone. And there's your traumatic injuries, you know, burns, collisions, you fall off a cliff, break your bones, get shot, get stabbed, you know, so... Yeah. Those are pretty intense things, and
I really hope I'm never in that situation where I have to fix a gunshot wound.
Right, and if you have a kit in your bug out bag that can do that, that's amazing. But really, for the most part, you're not expecting that much trauma. But we'll talk a little more about, you know, being prepared for most. And then the other one's just basic mobility injuries, you know, blisters, sprains, strains, you know, things like that, and
broken bones and whatnot.
Yeah. So trying to build a pack that kind of covers both things, you know, or what you're geared a little more towards, but...
Yeah, and like you said, I think you gear it towards your knowledge base.
I think so, too.
And, and your preference.
Yeah.
Right?
I went on... I was looking at some forums today, and some of the people were just harsh, you know.
Really?
Like, they were asking, you know, where can I get a good med kit? And some of the guys on there... Or girls were like, well, if you're asking that question, you probably don't need any of the real major stuff in your med kit because, you know.
If you don't know where to get it, then you don't know how to use it.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, well, I don't really want to put all my stuff together. And one guy, he said, laziness is the cardinal sin of a prepper.
See, oh, man. This is
that's
kind
a
of
hardcore
what,
prepper.
What I like to avoid, you know.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not that guy. We're not arrogant about this. We don't know everything.
No.
You know.
And what you feel is, you know.
Yeah.
Just think about the types of injuries you've run into camping or anything like that. And, I mean.
Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different situation if you're bugging out. But it'll be similar,
so
you know. Why do people have to be dicks sometimes?
Seriously, I don't know. It was like three of them in a row, too. I'm like, God, poor guy's just wanting some help.
Instead of just
hopefully
giving,
he finds us.
Yeah. Instead of just saying, you know what, this could be good and this could be good. And
well, you're dead and don't ask me.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, freaking people.
I know. I was like, geez.
Yeah.
So it goes on to talk about different types of bags. You know, you can buy your pre-made bag or you can make your own bag from all your own stuff or you can buy a hybrid.
Sure.
Do you have a preference?
Me? I would think, I don't really have my bug out bag first aid kit finished. I have a few things, but I think what I'm going to end up doing is doing a hybrid option.
The choice I think is the best, too.
Really? Okay. Well.
Why do you think so?
I have not yet seen one of the bags where I'm like, everything in there is perfect, exactly what
I want. No, there isn't.
You know? And like I said, I don't have the knowledge base that you do in this, so I'm sort of relying on you to help me out, dude. Okay.
Well,
so
I don't have all that much knowledge.
Well, more
I
than
have access.
You do have access, but yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah. So I too think the hybrid's the better way to go. One is, you know, you can typically find a good pack or something that has a lot of pockets.
Sure, like the actual bag.
And then all your little crap that you don't want to collect yourself, like, you know, alcohol wipes and Band-Aids, like
stuff
that
should all be,
you don't need to be easy. I need to get the Band-Aid brand, or you know, it's like that stuff doesn't matter as long as you have some of it in there. And the packs, there's so many different varieties, you know, that's a whole nother thing. You know, you just want one that's small and it's somewhat waterproof and is organized.
Yeah, that's the thing with being in a bug out bag, and as I keep trying to stress this, is this isn't like your med kit from home. You know what I mean? I think that is a whole new, different beast.
I agree.
You know what I mean? This is something that needs to be light and mobile and easily accessible, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, to me, that's exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah.
So.
And we... you know, I work in the medical field and, you know, and I've used a lot of the different tools and things out there. And, you know, my selection would probably be a lot different than what you would select.
Exactly.
But I'm still, my focus is weight and size and convenience, you know, and try to cover the most with the least amount of weight.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're actually, I'm going to make up a podcast of the things that I would put in mine.
A podcast?
You know? I'm sorry. We are doing a podcast.
This is actually a podcast.
So here it is. We're going to do a, I'm going to put a blog out of the essentials that I feel would be really good in a kit.
So you're going to make your Cam's perfect bug out first aid kit.
Yep. And I mean, I'll talk about some of them when we go through this article, but to really see it clearly, I'm going to list it out nice and clear
list
for
it
you
out.
To see exactly what
very nice
you see. And it might, you know, you might think that my stuff's completely idiotic, but, you know, that's what I think's good.
Exactly.
So anyway, some of the contents in the bag, what did you pull from it that you felt was what's good stuff?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, really. So this lists out the first piece is the trauma first aid items.
Yeah.
Right? So blood clotting agent. I mean, to me, that seems like something that you'd want to have, right? I mean, I don't
super
know.
Super easy to use, yeah.
I mean, you just pour it on there, right?
Yeah, you got
a
wound, pour it on.
Yeah. I mean, something like that, and it's relatively light.
Yeah.
I'd say something like that would be fantastic to have in your bag.
It is. It's super light, and it's packed up, and it stores for a long time, and it works. It works really well.
Okay. So that's going to be in your kit
definitely.
Most likely. Okay. And the next thing it goes down to is the burn salve.
Burn slave.
Burn slave. Yeah, I think that would, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
and
know.
I mean, you could add too much weight with that kind of stuff. I mean, they have little wipes and stuff.
That's what
so
I, that's kind of what I envisioned. Just like some little wipes or those little packages that have a little bits in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like in the clinic, we have, I have like a little teeny jar of Silvadine, which is, you know, it's an antibiotic as well as kind of a burn relief,
you
know, and kind of a barrier. So that's only because of access, you know.
Yeah, but something like that.
But it's really small, and a little bit of it can go pretty far. So, but anything, I mean, to just give, I mean, even just aloe vera if you want, just a little bit of burn cream or lidocaine, even.
Okay.
So not bad.
Not bad. Okay, so then it goes down to tourniquet, and I guess I don't know. I mean, a tourniquet is sort of a last ditch effort, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
plus it can cause a lot more damage.
Yeah,
if you don't know
exactly know what's going on, and you know.
Yeah.
So, do you want to explain exactly what the tourniquet's for? Most people know.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it used to be to just completely control bleeding, but you know, you've got to know, like if they've got a really bad wound that's bleeding, you can slow the bleeding, but you still.
Yeah.
You have to check pulses and stuff. I mean, you can't just zip that sucker tight and, you know, we'll transport you out.
But you can, I guess, if, you know, you've blown an arm off
exactly.
or something.
So, yeah. And it's so small. It's so light.
Yeah.
And I would definitely throw one in my pack.
Okay.
The one thing is you need to look at those little quick, you know, the quick ones
because
they're confusing. Watch a video on how to use them.
Yeah, and I guess that's another thing.
They're just weird looking, but once you figure them out, you're like, oh, that is really simple and nice. So
I guess that's another thing. Make sure all this stuff, you have at least a base knowledge of how to use it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, if it's in there and you don't know how to use it, it ain't worth a crap.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, it's just, you're taking up space and you're...
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to do more harm than good, probably.
Yeah. So then it moves on to heavy gauze, and to me, I think that's something you're probably going to want to have a ton of, right?
Yeah, gauze is, you know, you can use it for so many different things, so
yeah.
Definitely do that.
Okay.
Nothing more to say about that. Just wrap around the gauze.
Is there like a brand or anything that you prefer with gauze?
No, just I think the gauze in a roll is better than, you know, 4x4 packs, because you're just taking up too much space.
Okay.
I mean, the roll's a little bit bulky, but it's easier to...
Handle.
Wrap around something or stuff in. And, so suture kits, that one, okay, this gets a little bit tricky.
Yeah. Because, okay, so if I had a suture kit in mind, I mean, I guess if worse came to the worst, I could probably figure something out. I don't know if
but
I could actually do
I mean, most people don't.
Stitches, you know what I
have
mean?
Have never done stitches.
No.
Or feel like they could, but it really isn't that extremely difficult, but
you do them pretty frequently, don't you? I mean,
I do, but you still need to know some of the basic stuff of pulling the wound together. I mean, you can't just sew it like a piece of cloth, you know.
Yeah,
so you know, suturing the kits that I've seen have, like, you know, it looks like a surgical tray. It's just like you've got, you know, you got needle drivers and you got tweezers and you've got, you know, a scalpel and you've got scissors. And I mean, it's, it's a lot of, in my opinion, it's not essential.
Yeah.
You don't need all those. I think you need, this is what I think is, I would get the suturing material. So you got a needle and the thread, you know, proline suture, you know, one of those types. And honestly, the needle driver, any of that, if you have a multi-purpose tool, like if you have a Leatherman, it wouldn't be as easy, but
you could
run
done.
That needle through with the with your Leatherman and use your knife or your scissors to cut the thread, you know, to cut the suture. You don't need all those tools. I have those tools in my set at home.
Yeah.
It's in my basement, but not in my bug out bag.
Right.
Because, I mean, they're lightweight and small, but they are not that
good. Do they make a simple kit like that or something that you can buy with just...
You can, yeah.
Okay, maybe you can look for that and link to it in that article.
Like a kit with all the suturing stuff?
No, just the simple kit like you're talking about with
Oh, you mean like a tool?
I'm just saying with the needle and the thread like you were talking about.
You mean just like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the actual needle that's already tied to the thread.
Exactly,
and sealed up. Yeah, sterile. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so if we can find that, let's try and link to that. So if people are looking for something like that, they can get to it.
Okay. So
is that all you need about suture?
I think people can go overboard with that when they don't have the knowledge to do it.
Yeah.
If you and we were talking today, Kobe and I think if you were worried about it, just print out a thing on suture techniques, and you can fold it up and stick it in there.
Yeah, just stick it. It weighs nothing.
Just a little teeny piece of paper.
Yep. So then it goes on to a wound stapler.
I can see the point of having one, but I probably wouldn't put it in mine.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to have safety pins, so
exactly.
I could do everything with that.
The glorious pins of safety.
I mean, the wound staplers are nice for, like, head trauma and stuff. I mean, you can quickly bring, you know, a laceration together, but...
Sure.
I don't know. They're pretty light. They're not that easy to get a hold of, so...
Really?
In my opinion, I would kind of...
You would just go with the simple suture kit.
If you can get one and you feel like it's not taking up a lot of space, get it, but I don't think it's essential.
Right. And I don't know. I guess I have to say, I'm the kind of person that says, make a smaller bug out bag.
Yeah. That's what I think.
A lot of people are like, I need everything in that thing.
Yeah.
It needs to be huge. I just feel like it's too much sometimes.
Yeah.
It's 3 days. For 3 days, you can get by most of the time with very minimal.
And I think no matter what, if, you know, shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
You're going to be, I wish I would have had this.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be missing that one thing that you're like, oh, but, you know,
do the best you can.
We're trying to just line out the things that you really feel are going to be the best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. So then it goes on to a chest seal.
They're simple to use. They're really light. I would do one.
So we explain real quick.
Yeah. So a chest seal is an open chest wound. Either it's a sucking chest wound where it's actually punctured in far enough that you're losing, you know, the pressure in your chest cavity, so your lung starts to collapse. So you're just putting that seal in place to keep the negative pressure so you can breathe and keep the, you know, keep the hole closed and bleeding somewhat controlled. Simple as that.
Really?
You just, if you puncture your chest wall, you know, you want something to seal it off so it doesn't...
Is there a certain brand that you would...
I did actually look at two brands. The Hyphen one's one of the more common ones.
Yeah.
But there's also the Halo.
Uh-huh.
And I get mixed reviews on all of them. In my opinion, the Halo one had a little better shape to it, and it looks like most of the Hyphen ones come with two, but it seems like some of them didn't have two patches.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you get shot, you got an exit wound on the back, so you
most
need,
likely
you need two. Yeah, most likely. So, the Halo one seemed like it had a better overall review. So,
yeah.
But I think if you have either, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The chest wounds.
You're in a bad situation either.
Yeah,
you're
doing whatever you can.
Okay, and so then it moves on to trauma pad. What is a trauma pad?
So a trauma pad is just some dressing that you can jam into, you know, a big wound that's just going to absorb a lot of blood. Some of them have a little bit of, you know, quick clot already inside the cloth itself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, the Israeli ones...
Mm-hmm.
They're really packed tight, like sealed tight.
What is it with the Israeli army?
I don't know.
Gear.
They have some sweet stuff, though.
It seems like they always have. Yeah,
they do.
They're super popular.
I think they're quick. I think the quick clock comes mostly from there too.
Wow, interesting.
But yeah, they're. It's just a, like, it's really compact. But when you open it up, I mean, it's really absorbent. So mm-hmm. stuffing it in a womb, it's a wound, a womb. You don't want to put it in a womb.
Stick it right in that womb.
It's just going to be real absorbent, and you know it's going to control bleeding a bit too. Yeah. And then you can just put pressure around it. So
okay.
I think one of those is kind of important.
Sure. Okay, cool. So then it moves on to the mobility first aid items. It starts out with moleskin.
Your more basic stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of your more basic stuff. So moleskin is sort of,
it's like a Band-Aid second skin.
Yeah. and you use it for preventing blisters and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd throw it in a bag if I had some.
I guess, yeah, because, I mean, you're most likely going to be doing some hiking and some walking, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like something... It'd be good to have in there.
Yep.
Triangle bandages.
Those are pretty sweet.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just, you can make slings out of them. You can use them as gauze. You can, there's just multiple uses for them.
Sure.
If you, I mean, a bandana is basically a triangle bandage.
Yeah.
So, but this, I mean, if this is sealed up and sterile, it's probably what you'd want to use. But
right.
Yeah, no, those are easy and they're not very big, so might as well throw that in there.
Okay. And then a splint?
I don't think that's necessary.
You don't think so?
It would be nice, but it's big. No matter what way you look at it,
they do
any
have those
splint material is kind of big.
What did we got?
Sam splint.
Was it a Sam splint mm-hmm. that we got from Alpha Outpost?
Yeah,
a little while ago.
It was. Yep.
Okay.
And they're sweet. Like they're just cushioned malleable aluminum.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But I guess worst comes to worst, you can make some out of sticks or something if you had to, right? I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. That's why I'm like. They're pretty light, but they are bulky.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can avoid that, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you feel like you know how to use them really well, and I just don't think I would throw one in my bag.
Okay.
In my home kit, definitely.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But for, I'd improvise.
Okay. Cool. Ace bandage.
yes.
Yes.
But I personally prefer the Coban.
Coban?
So you've seen Coban that sticks to itself?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the Ace bandage. You can get it from the vet.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Way cheaper. You can get a Cal Ranch or any of those. That stuff's better.
It
sticks better. You can use it to make splints, and it holds. You don't have to be dealing with those stupid little metal.
The clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think compression-wise, your Ace bandage is probably a little better, but in terms of practicality, I'd go Coban for sure.
Okay. Make sure you link to that in the article
as well. Yeah.
If you can. So then it moves on to just the general first aid items. So what are your kind of essentials in that category?
That's the stuff that, buying your hybrid pack. So you already buy a pack and it's going to come with, you've got alcohol wipes. You've got, little packets with,
The gloves maybe.
The gloves I think are really important, at least having a set of nitrile or latex gloves in your bag.
Because
I think you just use them in a lot of different ways,
Yeah.
Put fluid in them or cover somebody's mouth that you're giving mouth to mouth to if you don't have a bag. And
yeah.
And if you're trying to help somebody, you don't know what diseases that person has.
Yeah.
So that, and then medical tape. So
that's a must.
It is. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a roll and it takes up some space, but it can be
used well.
And it doesn't, most people's skin doesn't get irritated with it.
Yeah, and there's multiple uses for that stuff.
There is. There's
too,
a ton of good uses for it.
Yeah. This mentions antibiotics. I mean, what are your thoughts as far as antibiotics in your bug out bag?
If you can get them, I think, so antibiotics, I think there's a lot of people that have different opinions on them. Number one, getting them is tricky.
Yeah.
To get the ones for humans.
Yeah. I mean, they have to be prescribed to you, right? Or
they
you have to go to Mexico.
Exactly. And you don't know if you're getting packed baby powder or
yeah,
what.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you probably are getting an antibiotic, but the thing with antibiotics, the basic thing to know with that is just you want something that's broad spectrum, covers both gram-positive, gram-negative bacteria.
Uh-huh.
And Augmentin is amoxicillin with, clavulanic acid. Then you've got, it covers better.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked, with the doctor in the office today, me and him were talking about it. And his choice is the same that my choice would be, and it would be Cipro. And I think it was in your book too.
Uh-huh.
Like Cipro covers so many intestinal things.
Yeah.
And it's a broad spectrum and it's cheap.
Yeah.
Keflex, cephalexin. It's a cephalosporin, so it covers a lot more than your penicillin would. It's broad spectrum. It's cheap too, and it's better for skin infections.
Okay.
Bactrim, a lot of people like Bactrim, but Bactrim, tons of allergies. Like people have allergic reactions to it all the time.
It's something you don't want to deal with.
It's expensive.
Because a lot of times you're not going to be using these on yourself. A lot of times it's going to be somebody you meet or somebody with you.
Trading those,
yeah,
they're going to be pretty valuable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Levaquin's another one I really like, but it is more expensive, and it's one you're going to have to get a prescription of.
Right, and so how do you suggest getting that stuff? I mean, do you do?
I mean, a lot of people, I mean, honestly, if you've had an infection and your infection clears up, you don't finish your antibiotics.
Yeah.
Honestly, what I would do is if I went to my doctor and had, you know, a sinus infection, I would ask specifically, you know, Keflex can be used for like sinus infections, mm-hmm. in, you know, or an ear infection. So you're just like, you know, I see you're allergic to some of the others, so that you kind of get one more. Really, that's about the only way, or order from Canada or Mexico.
Mexico, yeah.
There is, in the article that we read, I guess fish antibiotics, which I had no idea about this.
I had heard about it before, but I don't
they store
really know.
Yeah, they store for a long time, and the content in them is identical to the ones that we prescribe. So,
wow. And so, I mean, did it say where to get those?
You can order them on Amazon.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah. And it comes, I mean,
okay, we might have to link to that in the article,
like,
too.
Yeah,
that's
I was
cool.
researching it a little more today, and, you know, just to be on the safe side, you know, these, we don't know.
Yeah.
They haven't been tested in humans, but most preppers, I mean, know about it and, mm-hmm. and are getting them. And you can get Cipro and you can get Keflex. And so, I mean, they're 30 days, they're sealed, and they last like 15 years.
Seriously.
So they say. I mean, a pharmacist would tell, you know, that I've talked to, said, you know, they lose their potency, and we don't know how much because you don't test old ones in people.
Exactly.
But hey, I mean, if you have 30 of those pills,
and
I'm sure they're going to work somewhat.
If you have an infection and you're going to die,
you're going to eat them.
You're going to take those,
yep.
right? I mean,
so that's pretty cool. I mean,
no, that's a really good,
because that is a hard
idea.
Thing to get a hold of. So
okay, no, that's good info, man. That's really good info. Oh, so anything else as far as general first aid items?
No, you know, it talks about like medical shears. They're pretty heavy, and
yeah.
You don't need that. You're going to use your knife to cut.
So just keep that in your home kit, basically.
Like that's, yeah, I mean, that's getting a little hardcore and a little over the top. And I mean, yeah, some of the like ammonia inhalants, I don't really see the point of that. Oh, the one thing on here is butterfly bandages, butterfly strips.
Uh-huh.
If you can get those, I'll have to see how outside of, you know, a clinic you could get. Can you buy I think you can, can't you?
I would think so.
Those are just, I mean, to hold a wound together without sutures. And then the other thing is super glue.
Yeah, so you can
put that on your skin too. So.
Exactly. Okay.
Those are like the real basic stuff.
And then pain relievers, probably some sort of pain reliever.
Yeah.
Like you said, acetaminophen or ibuprofen or something.
I think
like
an
that.
Easy way to put your basic, like, you know, ibuprofen and aspirin and Tylenol and something for your stomach, you know, like an antacid.
Yeah.
And then, or an anti-nausea, if you can get some like Zofran or something mm-hmm. similar. And then an anti-diarrheal.
Yeah.
Like if you get one of those little organized, you know, daily, like Monday,
those
Tuesday,
pill,
Wednesday, Thursday, the little pill things that you
the
pop
old people,
open.
Old people pill.
Yeah.
Organizer.
That's what I got. And I just, you know, I just scratched off the number on top, or you just put tape over it and put in there, you know,
what each one is.
Like Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Yeah.
And then they're all individualized. They're all sealed. Watertight for the most part,
mm-hmm.
and you know that it does take up some space, but I think to keep it organized like that, unless
it's
you
well
can get little
it.
Packs, you can't get little packs of some of the better medicines.
Yeah, you could get little packs of
those are
kind of
nice, but they're not. I think actually they might be waterproof because I think they do have like that plastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, either way, I like the little pill bottle thing.
Sure,
the
that's
pill
a good
organizer.
Idea. Super good idea. It also mentions an EpiPen. I don't know if you feel like that's...
I think it would be, but they're expensive and they expire super fast.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they don't last, like a year, maybe a year and a half. So, I mean...
If you want to keep changing
it out. I would like to have one. And if you have the money to keep going and getting one and saying you have an allergy...
Yeah.
You know, then yes, that would be sweet to have one, but really, it's not that easy to get a hold of.
Right. Okay, cool. So moving on from there, let's see, where do you want to go? It talks a little bit about actually choosing the bag.
Yeah, and we...
And that is sort of...
That's your preference.
That's your preference there, you know. Obviously,
like a waterproof sealed like container would be sweet, but yeah, it's a lot bigger.
And I know that...
Not as organized.
There's a few companies out there that make those watertight ones, those plastic ones. I know MyMedic
does.
Oh,
yeah, do they?
Yeah, they make them. So it's a way to go, but they're bulky, they're bulkier and they're heavier.
Yeah.
So it's a trade-off.
Yeah. I got one for my parents. It's like, it's really small, just, you know, like the nylon or Kevlar or whatever that, you know, and it zips open and then it actually folds out and the pockets have little sleeves.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice. It's really organized and it actually seals up really tight. I mean, it's no bigger than two of your fists.
Right. That's kind of what I have in mind.
Yeah, and I think you can get almost everything crammed into those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So cool. All right. So I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
And like we said, we'll wrap this up on the website with an article, and Cam will link to all this stuff. And please, if you have any questions or if you have any comments or you want to tell us we're being really stupid, you know, on this.
Yeah,
or that,
if you feel like,
let us know. Just email us or get in touch with us on Facebook or something like that. You know.
Right.
Just because we want to hear your comments.
Yeah,
we totally do.
But yeah, check out that website. I'll get a list up. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it helps some of you put your own stuff together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna help me. I know that.
Yeah.
So let's move on real quick and let's talk about that prepper gearbox real quick.
Oh yeah.
That we got. I think what this is their kind of their welcome box.
Yeah.
Right. So
we have a review up on it too.
Yes,
right?
Actually, the review's already
for
up.
Both of those. So
yeah, these are both up. Yep, the Tac Bar and the Prepper Gearbox. They're both up on the website. But so Prepper Gearbox is a subscription box, like, you know, BattleBox or Alpha Outpost,
yeah,
or
it's
any
like
of those.
This, all those.
This one is
a little more basic. Right?
It is a little more basic, but you know, almost for the money. It's really
How much
really
is
good
it?
Value. So it's like $25
wow,
if you go month to month. And I think
like
it's
what
cheaper.
They have in there.
Yeah, it's cheaper if you do like a 3 month or a 6 month. So I think it gets down to like almost $20 or something, which is insane for what you get in these.
So instead of having a lot more content, you have some real thought out product. I mean, it seems that way on this box.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was really hear my kids now. Kids are home. I was really impressed with what it came with. So, do you have the card right there that has everything on it, or do you not have it?
I don't.
Anyways, it comes with the first thing that it has is the Moore Knife companion knife.
Yeah. It has a nice little sleeve.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
it goes in.
And it is, and if you haven't used a Moore Knife,
I haven't.
You haven't, have
but
you?
I will now.
I do have one of these, and as far as a bushcraft type style knife, and for the price of those things, it is so amazing.
It seems really light, too.
Yeah, it's light. It's super solid. For
nice.
I think they retail around like $16, $15 or something like that. So
it's just something you wouldn't be like, oh, that's not a very good quality knife.
Yeah, no.
But getting it in this, I'm like, wow, that's a pretty sweet knife.
Yeah, it's really good quality. Like Moore Knife, I mean, everybody knows the name of them. You know what I mean? And yeah, you just can't beat it. Absolutely. And it also has a tactical pen that it comes with.
Oh, yeah. And I actually thought it was really cool, too.
Yeah, yeah. It has a tactical pen. So they retail around $7. It has, like, a glass breaker on it. It's, you know, it's a sweet little pen.
It has a really strong clip that you won't just bust off.
To keep in your EDC kit, it's you know, it's awesome. And then it also came with the True Utility Fire Stash Key Ring Lighter. So it's a little key ring
lighter. A
little
mouthful there.
I know, man. About passed out trying to say that. So it's a pretty cool little lighter. But the cool thing about it, too, is it comes in this little waterproof case.
It's reusable.
Yeah, it's reusable. So, I mean,
it is cool.
You could throw that in your bug out bag and put whatever you need to
keep
dry.
You could put a bunch of stuff that you need dry, matches or Band-Aids and...
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, check out the article we have on that, and we link to preppergearbox.com. So
yeah.
Go
cool
check
box,
them out.
Cool box, really cheap too get started if you want to try a subscription box.
Did she say prescription box?
If you want medicine sent to you, these guys Yeah. Some great stuff.
But, you know, like I said in the article, though, and I actually talked to Prepper Gearbox today, and they're like, sorry about, I'll send this on to the management. I can't say it. I'm having a stroke over here. management about the box, because I put something in the article like, you know, most of these subscription boxes come with this fancy box and crazy paper.
Yeah. I remember you said that.
And it's so it's like, kind of, and they were like, oh, I'm sorry about that. You know, we just try and save the money for the gear.
For the
and
I'm content.
Like, no, it makes complete sense. I wasn't really complaining about
it. Yeah.
It was just more of like an observation, like, oh, it just comes in a regular box.
But yeah, know? No, it makes sense. I think it's smart.
Absolutely. So, anyways, preppergearbox.com.
Yeah, check them out. Their stuff's cool.
Yep. So, anyways, Cam, we have not yet got to your.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
We did.
Although we've sort of been talking about
we have.
Of this stuff
so
anyways.
Not to bore you, this will be quick. So you don't have to do any more medicine.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked a little bit about moleskin and, you know, if you can't find it or you don't have it or you're already up hiking, camping, running away, trying to survive.
Running away.
Yeah.
Running away from home. It's just
from
too
just
much.
People.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Man.
It's not too hard to come by a piece of plastic. Like a sandwich bag or, you know, a plastic bag that's
Walmart
blown
sack.
Around somewhere that's sadly been. Anyway, so these can be used really well for a good barrier for blisters. So you have a spot wearing, you know, in your boots, on your foot. You know, you've got a blister that's developed or starting or you've got a real sore spot. It's as simple as, you know, a little bit of lubricant, you know, lip balm, lotion, whatever
saliva,
kind of, yeah. Well, you could. I mean, yeah. I'm glad you were thinking that, Bobby.
I don't. Yeah.
Any kind of fluid, any kind of lubricant,
right.
To put a film between it and your skin,
sure.
And then just tape it on. You know, duct tape or whatever tape you can find, and you just cover it, tape it on. You know, and we usually put a blog post on that, so I'll get a picture to make more sense of what we're saying.
Yeah,
we actually took some pictures of how that works.
We did, didn't? Well, I think we took video.
Was it just video?
It was video.
Okay,
but I can. Probably,
we could actually link it to the blog.
We could. Maybe we'll link that because we did. In a past life, we used to make videos.
yes,
and so
we've been born again.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and link that into your article.
Yeah. So simple as that. If you have plastic, you can. It's a very good barrier for blisters and protection for your feet.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
End. Real quick, I wanted to give a shout out to someone on Instagram. We won something on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Son. We won this little thing of stormproof matches, and it was from Central Alberta Emergency Prep. So go check them out.
Sweet.
All right. Yeah, that was really nice of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Super
nice.
Have
you ever won anything?
I've never won anything.
That's awesome.
And actually, I got an email from them today saying it got stopped at the border, so it might not get through because they're from Canada.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're like, we tried to send it out, but they're really questioning what's going on here because there's like matches and they're sending it out. And so they're like, what's your number and your name?
That's pretty funny.
I know. So maybe I won't get it. I don't know.
But thank you.
The Mounties are
those
keeping
guys
it at the border. Those punks, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, thanks, guys. So just wanted to mention real quick, please come see us on Facebook. We want to come see you. We want you to come see us. We want to see you.
Yes.
Facebook. Facebook.com/ what are we called? Casual Preppers Podcast.
Yeah. Be straightforward with us. Tell us if you like us.
Yep, absolutely.
Tell us if we could do stuff better.
Yeah, you know, anything.
Yeah.
Questions, comments.
Please.
Come
check us
you
out.
You just want to tell Cam he's a douche. I don't care. whatever you want to say.
Go ahead.
Just say it. All
it's
right.
Cool. I'll be fine with it.
Anyways, come see us at casualpreppers.com and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.